first person singular. The views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Jason Scorse asks why those of the majority opinion are not in power.
For many years, we've been subjected to hundreds of articles and news segments in which journalists interview Trump supporters in diners and county fairs to learn what real America thinks that we on the coasts are somehow missing. Despite the incredible condescension of these pieces, like most conventional wisdom, they have reality upside down. Liberal positions on everything from universal health care, paid family and sick leave, increased taxes on the rich, protecting a woman's right to choose, and mandating universal background checks for gun purchases are incredibly popular, garnering anywhere from 60 to 90% approval. On the other hand, conservative positions on cutting taxes on the rich, destroying environmental regulations, taking away women's rights, allowing unlimited access to guns with virtually no checks are incredibly unpopular. So tell me again, who are the ones out of touch with the majority of Americans? Everyone in this country is entitled to their views, no matter how despicable. But those whose ideas and values are only shared by a minority shouldn't get to dictate what is the real America and then lecture the rest of us. The only reason liberal ideas are not the law of the land is not because they lack popularity, but because America is not a true democracy. We have many institutions that thwart the will of the majority, from the Electoral College to the Senate to gerrymandering, which the right-wing court justices who were appointed by presidents who lost the popular vote say is constitutional. Liberal views are majority views in America, and liberals should act with confidence that they speak for what most Americans want because they do. And we should work hard to make America more democratic so that these ideas come into action.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.